The city of Lafayette is asking residents to weigh in on a new survey focused on street safety and walkability. Officials say the survey, available now at safestreetslafayette.com, will help shape the city's long-term Safe Streets for All plan. The effort builds on strong community response earlier this year. More than 300 people participated in the first survey. The project is funded through a federal grant aimed at improving safety and connectivity across the city. Residents can also review draft recommendations at a public meeting set for noon on April 30th at the Lafayette Walker County Library. Walker County residents will have two opportunities this spring to get low-cost rabies vaccinations for their pets. Clinics begin April the 18th at Gilbert Elementary, Naomi Elementary, and Rock Spring Elementary. Walker County Extension and Cornerstone Veterinarian Services are offering the shots. They're just $15. It's cash only with certificates and tags included. Officials say vaccinating pets is key to protecting your family from rabies, and residents are encouraged to take advantage of the clinics. You can find more details on the vaccination clinics on our website. Just head over to discoverwalker.com. A Somerville man is behind bars following an investigation into multiple reports of inappropriate behavior in Dalton. Police say the case began April 7th when a woman jogging along Walnut Avenue reported a man in a parked car watching her and possibly recording her. She later spotted the same vehicle on Tibbs Road and confronted the driver, discovering he was engaged in a lewd act. She photographed the suspect and his license plate. Investigators used that information to identify the vehicle, and on April the 9th, officers located and stopped it using the department's Flock camera system. 21-year-old Nathaniel Willingham was taken into custody and faces multiple charges, including four counts related to lewd conduct and one count of stalking. Police say the investigation is ongoing, and they encourage anyone with similar experiences to come forward. We've got more news coming up after this. A test drive in Rossville ended in flames on Sunday, leaving a woman and her daughter scrambling to escape. Authorities say the pair had just left M&R Motors when the vehicle began smoking less than a mile down the road. Moments later, flames and smoke were reported coming from the dashboard. The driver pulled over, but the fire spread quickly inside the car. Both occupants had difficulty getting out, but were able to escape without serious injuries. A passerby attempted to put out the fire with a fire extinguisher, but the vehicle was destroyed. The dealership says it's reviewing the incident and working with its insurance company as the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth on your home for NASCAR in North Georgia. Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.